T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what do you know about cryptocurrency? Gosh, people keep talking about it. Glenn Beck mentions it on his show constantly. I have got to block out a couple hours and do some reading on this. But you know what? Let's get started with a primer on it. Alex Mejias is a Richmond attorney and an expert on cryptocurrency. And I am so glad to have you here today because there are lots of stories about Facebook introducing their cyber currency, which is called what? Libra? What is it?
Yeah, so Libra, hi, and thanks for having me on.
Of course,
on today.
Yeah.
Libra is a new proposed cryptocurrency. It's still just in the planning phase right now that would be basically a global payment system that would first be introduced on Facebook's platform, and it would be a cryptocurrency of a kind as proposed right now. We'll see what the final product looks like. But yeah, a cryptocurrency is basically a virtual, so digital currency that is native to the internet that allows people to transact directly with one another sort of in a peer-to-peer fashion, if that makes sense.
Explain to me why this is valid and the box full of tickets that I've got in my garage from Chuck E. Cheese in 1999. what's the difference between the two? Couldn't they wind up being about the equivalent if things go wrong?
In some senses, you know, that's a good analogy, though, that, you know, if you look at rewards point systems, the Chuck E. Cheese dollars within a centralized system, that's a lot like what you would see. Some of the other more public blockchains don't operate quite the same way. And so they are more transferable outside of a sort of a closed ecosystem. And so they have value for transacting business and for storing and using as a store of value in the world. But, you know, I think the question with Facebook, with Libra, with what they're proposing is what will it look like? Will it only exist sort of within this closed ecosystem, or will it, you know, receive broader adoption in the marketplace?
Will Facebook vet the groups that it accepts in its little ecosystem? Will they say certain companies are allowed to participate in this transaction world and certain companies aren't because they make some sort of social judgment or value judgment about the companies?
That's a good question. We don't really know. The policy will be governed by the Libra Association, which is a collection of companies, of which Facebook is only one. However, Facebook has made it clear that they're going to follow the U.S. banking regime. And so they'll be blocking countries that the U.S. blocks and has embargoes on. They will be doing all the same types of activity to try to police the system in the same way that the U.S. financial system currently goes about that.
Are they obligated to do that? Because the Treasury Secretary is saying that he's against this, I think, if I'm reading his statement correctly, and the president has indicated some anxiety about it. I guess because they're worried about money laundering, funding terrorists and drug cartels. I mean, it would seem like the bad actors would see this as a way to circumvent the normal rules that the Treasury Department would see if you were just using U.S. dollars through a regular bank.
Yeah, well, in the proposed system, they're going to be doing KYC, which is Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering. So they're going to be following all the same rules that PayPal, Venmo, and any other financial company right now is following. So it's going to be really hard to do the types of activities that we've seen on some of the public networks, just because there will be regulation, heavy regulation, and they are planning to follow all of the U.S. laws, particularly the Bank Secrecy Act. So I think that type of activity will be difficult, but it's, again, we don't really know yet. It'll just depend on how far Libra extends beyond the Facebook ecosystem. But in terms of acquiring Libra, you know, you will need to go through that identification process So it doesn't have that benefit of anonymity that some of the other public blockchain projects have.
Okay, so this, I'm sure you're going to think this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why does Facebook want to go into this world? Where are they making money on it? Is it per transaction? Is that like a credit card company gets a percentage? Or, you know, what's the value proposition for them? Or is it control? Explain that.
Yeah, that's the big question right now is you know, why are they doing this? You know, they've sort of expressed these altruistic reasons. They said that they want to, you know, promote an open financial system that is accessible to everyone. You know, in David Marcus's opening statements, when he's going to be appearing before Congress today, he mentioned that use of Calibra, which is the wallet that Libra will exist in initially and in the Facebook Messenger app and WhatsApp, will promote Facebook as a platform, and then that will drive advertising revenue. What he fails to disclose, though, is that there is another way that Facebook and the other partners will be making money, which is off of the interest on the cash reserves held that will be backing the Libra currency. So there is another complete token, an investment token, that Facebook and other companies will benefit from. So this is a massive windfall for them if they are able to successfully launch and see a large amount of adoption, because they're going to be holding U.S. dollars, pounds, euros, yen, and some other short-term government bonds in reserve. And so that interest will be quite considerable for them and their partners.
Yeah. And real quick, we got to go. But my producer, Trey, told me that he'd heard a rumor yesterday that there were real ATMs scattered around Richmond that I haven't seen that you can get cryptocurrency out of. Explain that to me.
Yeah. So Bitcoin and cryptocurrency ATMs have been slowly but steadily entering the U.S. marketplace. Right now in Richmond, in the city of Richmond, there are three. And, you know, two, I think, are in convenience stores. One is over at Dripley Vapors, which is on West Gray Street. And you can just go and, you know, change your U.S. dollars for Bitcoin or a handful of other cryptocurrencies. And you know, from what I've been told by the folks who operate the businesses where these ATMs are located, they have a steady stream of people coming in and buying cryptocurrencies there.
And then you just take that money and you can purchase stuff with it.
Yes, yeah.
If the company accepts it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for any business or individual that accepts a cryptocurrency, you can use it for international remittances. So if you need to send money overseas, there's a lot of different uses for cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Right.
And some people are just holding it, you know, as an investment for speculative purposes as well.
Really interesting. Okay. Well, you know, you talk about monopoly money. You've started to illuminate me on this. I got some reading to do. Alex Mejias, a Richmond attorney and an expert on cryptocurrency. This was a good first conversation about it. We'll have you back.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.